Okay, we've got 15 minutes left. Let's see if we can at least launch into chapter lesson 9 and learn the feminine noun. So we've learned the masculine noun so far. Nouns come with three genders, masculine, feminine, and neuter, each with different endings. So the noun we're going to use for our paradigm is cardia, a heart, and hey, cardia is the heart, from which we get cardiology and cardiac and all those words. So section one, as you study hey, cardia, you will see that the structure is similar to that of logos, but there's a difference in the endings and also in the form of the article. So in the nominative for the subject, it's hey, cardia, and hi, cardiae. So ha and a and I are the endings, and then the direct object, and then the article is hey and hi, hey, hi. Both with rough breathings. So we have he cardia autou agathe estin. He cardia autou agathe estin. His heart is good. And katharai asin hai cardiae auton. Katharai asin hai cardiae auton. Their hearts are pure. Now, agathe and katharai, those are adjectives, and they have to be in the same, put into the same gender. An adjective has different forms for masculine, feminine, and neuter, and it has to agree with the noun in case number and gender. So since in the first example, what's being described as hey cardia, the adjective that goes with that, hey cardia, is a feminine singular noun in the nominative case. So the adjective agathe has to be feminine singular nominative. In the second case, hi cardiae is nominative plural of a feminine noun. So the adjective katharai has to be nominative plural feminine. So, translate these section, these examples. We have cardia, cardiae, cardia, cardiae, a heart and hearts. Number two, hai cardiae, hey cardia, hai cardiae, hey cardia, the hearts and the heart. Number three, agathai, asin, hai cardiae, auton, agathai, asin, hai cardiae, auton. Their hearts are good, with agathai agreeing with cardiae. And then number four, hei cardia autou ukestin kathara. Hei cardia autou ukestin kathara. His heart, ukestin, is not kathara, pure, with the kathara agreeing with the cardia. So that's the nominative case for the feminine noun, singular and plural. Section two, we have the accusative case. So these are the endings for the direct object. Tain cardian, the heart, and tas cardias, the hearts. Tain cardian and tas cardias. Okay, tain cardian, tas cardias. So the endings are an and us, an, us, and the article is tain and tas, tain, tas. So we have genoskes tain cardian autou, gnoskes tein kardian autou. You know his heart. So tein kardian there as the object of gnoskes. And kardian eche agathein. Kardian eche agathein. He has a good heart. Kardian, the object of eche. Okay, I'll take your word for that. I don't know German, so I would say that's all German to me. But.
It's like the same article.
Okay, so we have a little translation here. Number one, ho theos gnoske tas kardias ton anthropon. Kai gnoske ten kardian tutu tu apostolu. Ha theos gnoske tas kardias ton anthropon. Kai gnoske ten kardian tutu tu apostolu. Ha theos gnoske, God knows. What does he know? We have the object tas kardias, the hearts, with then a modifier, ton anthropon, the hearts of the men or the people, or kai gnoske, and he knows, what does he know, ten kardian, the heart, now singular, tu apostolu, of this apostle. Okay. Number two. Kardian ekes agathein kai lambanes tutus tus logus tu theu. Kardian ekes agathein kai lambanes tutus tus logus tu theu. Kardian ekes agathein, you have a good heart. So ekes, you have, kardian agathein is the object. Kai lambanes, and you receive, what do you receive? Tutus, tus logus, tu theu, these words of God. And then three, an example including a participle, kardian agathein ekon, lambanes ton logon autou. Kardian agathein ekon, lambanes ton logon autou. Kardian agathein ekon, having a good heart, lambanes ton logon autou, you receive his word. Okay, so that's the feminine noun in the accusative case, the case for the direct object. Number three, tes kardias, of the heart, and ton kardion, of the hearts. Okay, tes kardias. Tes kardias, ton kardion, singular and plural. So our endings are as and on, and for the article it's tes and ton. Now the plural there, you may notice that's the same ending as for the masculine. So masculine plural and feminine plural are the same in the genitive, so on, with the circumflex over the omega. Yeah, kardion. But don't worry yourself about learning the accents. But that's what the accent there would be. So this is the genitive, so it modifies some other noun. And the most usual use for the genitive, and the only one you've learned so far, is to indicate possession. So this is a possessive. So our examples. Hoi dialogismoi ton kardion auton. Hoi dialogismoi ton kardion auton. The thoughts, that's dialogismoi, a new word there, ton kardion auton, of their hearts. And then airo tus logus apotes kardias autou. Airo tus logus apo tes kardias autou. Airo is a new word. I take away. what do I take away? Tus logus, that's our object, the words, and then apo tes cardias autu. Apo is a preposition, away from, and apo takes, we say it takes the genitive case. So the object of the preposition, in this case, would be in the genitive, away from his heart. And then we have our examples, four examples here. Number one, genosco tus dialogismus tes cardias autu. Genosco tus dialogismus tes cardias autu. I know, what do I know? Tus dialogismus, the thoughts, that's our direct object in the accusative case. And then tes cardias autu is modifying that noun, specifying it in some way. So it's the thoughts of his heart. Tes cardias. And the autu doesn't agree with the cardias. It agrees with whoever the him is, and he'd be referred to somewhere else in the context. Number two, aires ton logon tu theu apotes cardias autu. Aires ton logon tu theu apotes cardias autu. Aires, you take away. Previously we had airo, I take away. Aires, you take away, you singular. The word of God, apotes cardias autu. Apo, that same preposition. Away from, with a genitive case, away from his heart. Number three, ha Jesus genosce tus dialogismus ton cardion auton. Ha Jesus genosce tus dialogismus ton cardion auton. Jesus knows, what does he know? Tus dialogismus, that's in the accusative case, that's our direct object. The thoughts, and then ton cardion auton is in the genitive, modifying the thoughts, so telling us that the thoughts are of their hearts. And then number four, hutoi hoi dialogismoi tes cardias autu uk agathoi eisen. Hutoi hoi dialogismoi tes cardias autu uk agathoi eisen. Hutoi hoi dialogismoi, these thoughts, and then tes cardias, modifying that in the genitive of his heart, uk agathoi eisen, are not good. So that's the genitive for the feminine noun. Cardias, cardion. And then finally, the dative case, section 4. Te cardia, te cardia and tais cardiais, tais cardiais. And dative indicates with or in or by or from, or a whole variety of range of meanings there. So the endings are a with a little iota subscript. That's a little squiggle that's under the alpha there, iota subscript, but it doesn't affect our pronunciation. And ice, a and ice. So for the and then the article is te and tais, with the te having an iota subscript under the eta there, te and tais. And the meaning indicated by these endings is usually shown by the rest of the sentence in which they occur. As you see, it's got a wide range of meanings, with, by, in, to, for, etc., etc. And often there might be a preposition which will help, or if there's not a preposition, you'll just use context to determine what. So, top of page 43, we have our examples of the use of the dative. Makarios hoi katharos te cardia. Makarios katharos te cardia. Blessed are the pure. And then te cardia, we have to use, well, it's something about by, with, in, from, whatever, and you'll use context there to just to say, well, he's talking about being pure in your heart being pure. Or, so blessed the pure in heart, or blessed is the pure in heart, or really this would be sort of an exclamation, so we could say how blessed are the pure in heart, or is the pure in heart.
But the subject is?
The subject is Hakatharos, the pure, the one who is pure. And Katharos, strictly speaking, is an adjective. So by putting the article on it, we say the one who it's the one who is pure. And we do the same thing in English. The pure, where pure is itself an adjective. And then legusin entais kardiais auton. Legusin entais kardiais auton. They say, where do they say it? Entais kardiais, in their hearts, i.e., they're saying it to themselves rather than speaking it out aloud. And then quickly I'll read these four examples and then we'll wrap up. Number one, makarioi hoi katharoi te kardia. Makarioi hoi katharoi te kardia. So this is now just the plural of what we had above. So blessed are the pure in heart. Hoi katharoi, they're the subject. Number two, lege ente kardia autu hoti hotheos uk agathos esten. Lege ente kardia autu hoti hotheos uk agathos esten. He says ente kardia autu, in his heart, i.e. he says to himself, God is not good. Hotheos uk agathos esten. Number three, makarios ha ekon ton logon tu Yesu ente kardia autu. Makarios ha ekon ton logon tu Yesu ente kardia autu. Blessed is he, blessed is the one having the word of God ente kardia autu in his heart. So ente kardia autu. Exactly the same phrase as in the previous sentence, but the previous sentence, it's referring to what he is saying to himself. Here it is, that you have the word of God in his heart. It really means you've internalized it, and it is part of your very being. And finally, number four, makarioi hoi ekontes tutus tus logus ton propheton en tais kardiais auton. Makarioi hoi ekontes tutus tus logus ton propheton en tais kardiais auton. Blessed are the ones having, hoi ekontes, the ones who have tutus tus logus, these words, ton propheton, of the prophets, en tais kardiais auton. Now that's in the plural, in their hearts. So they've internalized it into their hearts. Okay, so that's the feminine noun in the dative case, the by, with, or from case. Okay? So that's all the four main cases for the feminine noun. So we'll pick up in lesson 9 next week. You can read section 5 about how this word kardia gets rendered into English. It's clear from the way it's being used in these translations that it has a range of meanings, that cardia refers to more than just the physical heart that's beating inside you, just as we use it in English. Cardia has more this metaphorical meaning. So that then means when you're translating it out of the New Testament Greek, just rendering it as heart isn't necessarily the best way of translating it. So when we see lege ente kardia autu, saying in his heart, that, for example, you could best translate, he said to himself, and things like that. Okay? So I'll let you read section 5, and then we'll pick up next week at 6, 9, 6, on page 44. Okay?